This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Did you see what they're going to do in the premiership, Bill? Did you catch that?
No, I did.
Do you know what the premiership is?
Yeah, of course. That's the English Soccer League.
Okay, just
come
in
on,
case.
Man. Come on. You know I've been doing soccer for a while.
Okay, all right.
I don't have per se a team. My nephews love Chelsea, but you know, I casually watch.
Those of you that follow the show on a daily basis, and obviously Bill is with me every day, I'm going to read something to you, and I'm going to ask you, where have you heard this before? It was just a matter of time before somebody floated the idea. After all, we're willing to play behind closed doors. Why not this? The Independent reports that the Premier League has discussed the possibility of playing out the remainder of the season in June and July, not under normal circumstances, with packed stadiums, not even behind closed doors, but in some sort of quarantine-controlled, coronavirus-free environment. They would test players, staff, officials, referees, also cameramen, producers, commentators, as long as they're negative, sequester them somewhere with lots of football pitches, keep them away from COVID-19 and the general population, and let them play, train, sleep, eat, play their video games together, and put the whole shebang on TV. Who's been saying that? That the NBA can't get back unless they do this. What have I not been saying that for a week?
Yeah, a total, entire.
The whole week I've been
controlled,
saying this.
And you have to, what's the furthest word? 11 days it could be dormant, so you have to wait.
14.
So everybody sit and wait, and then, hey, we're clear, go.
It's Big Brother meets reality show sport. Because they're all going to live together like Big Brother. They're not going to be voted out. But they're all going to live together and hang out together because that's all you can do. You would have to create. They can only Skype with their families and friends. They can't go out anywhere. They can't go to a bar. They can't go to a restaurant. They can't go to a strip club. Okay? You can't go meet your IG model. No, I'm just saying. I mean, these are things that athletes do.
But the other thing is this. Those 14 days that you're waiting for the, you know, dormant stage, you have to keep everybody separate because if you are together, you know what I mean? But it would be like, you got your little area, your little bit of, okay.
Right.
It's a way, you know what? Bottom line, it's a way of them generating revenue.
Right. Well, it's also players. I mean, you just saw Messi took a 70% pay cut.
I did see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so if they want to get their revenue as players, this is what they may have to do in order to do that.
You got to give to get.
Now, question is, can you get people to do this? Like the broadcasters and the camera people and all, they'll do it because we're survivors. We're just, you know, you'll do it, I'll do it, you know. But athletes are so pampered and they're so rich, most of them, that they may say, nah, I'll just wait it out. You know what I mean? No, you're not trapping me in some building for the next couple of months and I can't get out and go out and, you know, go get laid or go see my family or whatever. There may be people like that. I don't know how American athletes are going to, you know, treat that. And here's the thing. I mean, it's 32 teams in the NFL, 30 teams in the NBA. What kind of a complex would you need? How many courts would you need? I mean, it's impossible. And you would have to, and you can't build it like right now. It doesn't fly.
The need for hospitals and stuff like that, you start building recreational facilities, it's going to be like, man, you could be putting that manpower to better use.
Exactly.
Okay?
Now, question is, if this thing's going to linger and it's going to go for a long time, and even the talk of a second wave next year. So then that means you have to then anticipate stopping then. So maybe it is worth building something. I don't know. But it's interesting that the premiership came up with this finally, because this is what I've been talking about for a while. And it's the only way that we'll get sports back is if you actually quarantine the entire league. Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how expensive that's going to be to quarantine the entire league and put them all in? It's like a small city that you got to build. It's like an Olympic village. In other words, you have to build an Olympic village for hockey, an Olympic village for basketball, an Olympic village for the NFL. How about college football? Maybe Kirk Herbstreit is right.
112 teams, Division One. Oh, wow. You're talking about, and basically that facility caters to your specific sport.
And you have to, you know? And you have to remember this also, that they are in charge of young men, let's just say, not kids. It's their responsibility to look out for them. So if there's any risk, you can't do it if you're a university. You know what I mean? Pros and human and athletes and adults, that's a whole different ballgame, because they have control of where they're going. You know what I mean? They can.
You're not responsible for their better welfare.
Right, right. You can offer it to them, and they can say, like I just told you before, I don't know if American athletes will go for it. You know what I mean? They may not want to.
If they have a game, blah, whatever. You're talking about at the most 6-8 hours a day. You're talking about 24 hours around the clock.
You're done.
And being away from your family and
stuff.
You're done. Right?
You're done.
You're done.
But then again, you've been trapped with your wife now for the last, you know, month by the time you start doing this, or 2 months. Maybe you do want to get away from her and you want to be away for a couple of months. I don't know. And that might be the case for some guys. But that's interesting that the premiership is thinking that, because that makes a lot of sense. But it shows you also the road that we're all facing now to get sports back, to get our lives back on track. It's not going to be that easy. And you just, the Chinese Basketball League just proved it to us. We can't hurry this process. Okay? You know, like the president had, Easter. Now he completely got off of that, because now he's realizing, it's just a lot of people. Look, I get it. It's an inconvenience for all of us. But we live in this microwave society that everybody wants to hurry up this process. Or some people don't want to believe that it's going on. But it's going on, and we can't hurry it up. It's a process. We're all doing a great job of staying inside, most of us. And most of us, again, are doing a great job of avoiding crowds. That's why we will control this virus and we will beat it. But see, the Chinese Basketball Association all of a sudden wants to hurry the process up and get back out on the court, and look what ends up happening.
The minute you do something like that, all the ground that you've made up,
you've lost.
Exactly.
Luckily, it wasn't the society. It was just the basketball league that's doing it. Now you're suspended indefinitely. Why? Because now you're realizing that this is a vicious cycle that we have to get off of. And if people continue to be irresponsible, then you and I will never get our lives back. We won't get back to work. We won't be able to go find a job. I mean, because the one good, like, it's terrible that all of us are losing jobs and losing money and all of that. But the good thing is that when we do defeat this virus and we can get back to our lives, there's going to be a boatload of jobs available so people can get back to work again. So you all would like to get back to work again. We would like to get, you know, everything back to normal again here in our podcast, because we're losing like crazy every day. But, I mean, it is what it is. We got to plow along. Everybody wants to get back on track, you know? But we cannot get back on track if we try to rush this process.
Every time you do that, you set it back and you're like starting from square one. I mean, that's basically where you're at.
Yep. So that's why we've got to be smart with all of this. And that's in what the premiership is trying to do. It's interesting. I don't know if they'll be able to pull it off. And if they do, they will set the example for other leagues, and then the other leagues will then decide, well, this is the only way that we could do it. Because think about it. If you wanted to hold the tournament, the NCAA tournament, which I know it's been canceled, but if you wanted to, that's what you would literally have to do, sequester 65, 67, what is it, 69 teams now?
Actually, it's 60, what is it, 68?
68 is what it, whatever.
And the last four play in to get the last two spots, right? No, 66, because those last four play to get the 63 and 64 spot.
Okay, whatever.
That's the way it works.
Whatever it is, all those teams you would have to sequester. Okay? That's crazy. It's near impossible. You know how many people you're sequestering?
The team, again, the coaches, the trainers,
all the broadcasters.
Man.
It's not one broadcast team. You have a ton. And because they all
have. Well, there's 32 games.
No, and they all have 64 teams of broadcast teams because they all have their own. So it's not just the national broadcast, it's the local broadcast each of those teams. So oh my Lord. You know,
test everybody, have everybody sequestered for 14 days and then go, okay, everybody's free and clear. You know,
you would require at least 100 producers. At least 100 producers. That's just the producers. Would be 100 people you sequester. The broadcasters, it's times two. So the 60-something teams plus the national broadcasting, oh my God, you're talking 200 people. 300 just host and producers to cover the entire tournament. Because you can't use like the same three people to broadcast all the games. It's impossible. You would burn them out. You know what I mean? You need all kinds of people. It's nuts. And it's not like two groups of trainers. No, everybody has their own trainers. Because all those trainers know their own athletes, their bodies, what they're used to doing, what they've been doing all season long, all of it. You can. I mean, it is an enormous task.
12 players, 66 teams, 792 players.
Yeah, forget it. All the coaching staffs, oh my God.
Now, if you're the first to do it, you're the only game in town, you have everybody watching because there is no sports, and there gets that. We're in need of entertainment right now.
Yeah.
So the want for somebody to be the first, right, to take advantage of the market, because the market is huge, you're the only game in town. Everybody will be. Even people that don't like soccer, if they were to do this, right, people that aren't even interested in soccer, it's there. They would be watching, right, because the only sport that's live that's going on.
Yeah.
And that would be a huge advantage, market, make money. I mean, you know, and you got to think is that the underlying reason that everybody's even pondering this thought?
Always.
Right?
Always. Everything's about money.
Okay.
Everything is about
money. Which totally goes against saving people's lives. Your contradiction.